online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Ollie Cole.
The Metropolitan Police says it's working with the government to see whether laws on carrying acid need to be tightened after 5 attacks last night. Police Commissioner Cressida Dick.
We need people in our communities to look out for people who might be thinking about buying or carrying acid and challenge them. And we're also working with the government to see whether there is anything that needs to be done to make it either harder to get the acid or more of an obvious offence if you're carrying it.
The attacks last night happened within the space of 90 minutes in North and East London, and officers think they're linked. One of the victims ended up with life-changing injuries. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested, but police are still looking for another suspect. Asha Kaur lives off a road where one of the attacks happened.
It's scary because I walk to work and, like, it's just that, like, you always have to watch your back, even with the phone attacks as well, so you just got to be careful, really. So it's scary to even leave your house.
KM FM News.
Unions are criticising county councillors in Kent for voting themselves a 15% pay rise. It was passed through in a meeting yesterday despite a rising council tax earlier on this year. Council leader Paul Carter has defended the decision, saying they haven't had an increase since 2008. But opposition Lib Dem leader Rob Bird disagrees.
Yes, it could be argued that it is fair to restore council allowances in real terms to the levels they were 8 or 9 years ago. But is it right to do this now, in contrast to the recommendations of the independent member remuneration panel?
A man's been arrested on suspicion of aggravated burglary after a jewellery shop was raided in Herne Bay. It's reported a man wielding an axe and wearing a balaclava jumped over the counter at Claybrooks in William Street on July 4th and fled with rings worth thousands of pounds. The 26-year-old suspect remains in custody. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see a video that's been released of teenagers risking their lives by messing around on a level crossing in Kent. Network Rail have released it to remind parents to make sure their kids know the dangers before the summer holidays. There were more than 100 near misses involving under 25s last summer. Tina Hughes's 14-year-old daughter was killed at a crossing in 2005. She says the footage is shocking.
I'm horrified at the thought of it. They obviously have no idea how dangerous what they're doing is. And if they thought about the impact on their families and their friends, if anything did happen to them, I'm sure that they wouldn't do it.
Former legal highs are being targeted in a new strategy after a rise in drug-related deaths. But the government's plans have been criticised by Labour and charities, which say they don't tackle the causes of addiction. Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott claims there isn't enough money to deal with the crisis. Police have released a CCTV image of a man they want to speak to in connection with a serious assault in Chatham. It reportedly took place on the 28th of January in Campion Close, but officers are still to make any arrests in connection with the incident. We've tweeted the image at KM FM News. Plans to build 16,000 new homes in parts of Kent look set to be approved later. Council bosses want to build major housing developments in Canterbury, Herne Bay and Whitstable in the next 14 years as part of their local plan. Critics say they're being rushed through despite several consultations. A charity that helps children in Kent learn to read has been given a huge funding boost. Beanstalk aims to raise literacy levels across the county by sending volunteers to schools to help children improve at reading. They've received £60,000 to go towards their project. And Beyoncé's mum seems to have cleared up confusion about the names of the singer's newborn twins. Tina also confirmed their gender, writing "Hello, Sir Carter and Rumi Carter, boy and girl, what a blessing" on Instagram. That's not the only thing she's got to celebrate today, as it turns out Beyoncé was the highest paid artist of 2016. She raked in just over $61 million last year, thanks to super-selling album Lemonade.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
Well, the men's semi-finals day is just getting started at Wimbledon. Sam Querrey is taking on Marion Cilic. After that, seven-time champion Roger Federer faces former finalist Thomas Berdych. In other news, and two Kent specialists will be at the World Para Athletics Championships in London today. Rob Hollenby and Gary Cleal have been chosen to join the team to give trackside support to the athletes. They're both part of the prosthetic technical team based at Medway Hospital in Gillingham. Gary says he can't wait.
Looking forward to it. Definitely, and I love getting stuck into it. Until someone's gone out on something you've created, you won't understand the buzz. and it's not a money thing. You do it because you like the job.
And in cricket, Kent are back in T20 Blast action at Surrey tonight. The Spitfires lost by 6 wickets away to Gloucestershire in the competition yesterday. Play gets underway at 6:30.
Thanks, Joe. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Everyone's off on holidays, trips, summer camp, and that means the summer sale is nearly over at Currys PC World. So this is your last chance to scoop up to £300 off selected TVs and up to 40% off selected fridge freezers from great brands like Samsung and Beko. Or for all your home computing needs, how about making the most of a massive Windows 30 million pound clearance event? Whatever you choose, be quick. The summer sale ends Tuesday. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Deal subject to availability.
KMFM weather.
Dry and bright this afternoon with highs of 21. Same story over most of the weekend with the chance of patchy rain on Sunday. Feeling warm though, highs of 24.
Weather.
With Caffin's Tunbridge Wells. The Skoda free fuel offer ends 17th of July.